The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So there's a little principle or big principle that I like to live my life by, and that is the idea that there's only two things ever going on. There's what's happening and my relationship to it. And the relationship we have to whatever's happening is actually a very important part of the experience for ourselves, and sometimes for others as well. And to be able to look at that connection we have, the attitudes, the assumptions, the desires, the aversions, the judgments, all the whole middle place, the kind of the thick, sometimes it's quite thick, the space, if the relationship is a space between me and that, whatever that is, that relationship sometimes is really thick. Sometimes it's so thick that that's all people really see. They don't really see the other person or the thing. They're seeing through the filter of how they're relating, how they're constructing it, how they're interpreting it, how they're projecting onto it. And so it's really thick, that world. And so to ask ourselves the question, yes, this is what's happening to the best of my understanding. How am I relating to this? What's the relationship I have? Is a powerful question to ask that regularly. What are my concerns in relationship to it? What is my sense of identity in relationship to it? What's the relationship between my relationship with it, but what relationship am I assuming it has to me? Is it somehow saying something about me? Is it impacting me? Because whatever impact it has on us oftentimes is through the filter of that relationship that we have. And if that relationship is really thick, then the impact it has on us is not really the impact of the event out there. It's the impact of the event as it's like billiard balls, maybe, that strikes this thick world of our relationship. And that's what comes back and hits us. So it's really, sometimes we hit ourselves rather than, you know, the world out there. But so what is that relationship? What's going on in the connection? What's our contribution to it? It's very important. And so in terms of how we can practice with that relationship, how we can be wiser with it and find our freedom with it. A small thing we can do that can, over time, can be very big is to relax around it. Just try to relax around it all. To relax around the edges of the relationship. If you have a relationship with something like, oh, this is terrible, this is awful, can you relax around the edges of that feeling? Oh, this is dangerous and terrible. It shouldn't be happening. Maybe it is terrible. But chances are that you have a relationship with how terrible it is. And chances are that your relationship is thick. You're not an innocent, just innocent person standing there peacefully, safely, whatever, in the middle of the terrible circumstance. You have a relationship, an attitude, a belief system, and all kinds of preferences that come into play. So let it be terrible, and can you look around the edges of it? Can you relax a bit? Where can you relax? Can you relax physically? Can you relax emotionally? Can you relax mentally? Just soften a little bit. Lighten up. Kind of breathe deeply and make some space, breathing room for yourself. Or maybe you have a really strong desire for something that's healthy, good. And so we can get mesmerized by the goodness and the healthy of this, that this is right, it should be this way, I should have it. But the relationship is one of clinging, of wanting, of pushing stress around it. Can you relax around the edges of that? Where is this? Where can be there softening, a calming, a settling? What is your relationship to it? Sometimes you can feel it very interestingly, physically, not just simply in the tension in the body, but the way in which the body leans, the way the body kind of tightens up, it leans forward or it feels poised for something or pulls back, and some of that is can be seen by other people, and sometimes it's so subtle that only you can know it. You can feel a little bit of subtle movement. And so can you relax that? Can you soften around that? What I'm trying to suggest here today is to be content with doing modest amount of improvements in the situation. If your attitude, your relationship to what's going on is all or nothing, I have to fix this. This has to go away, or this has to be a certain way, and I have to get my way, or whatever. Just it's like big, like it just it's probably not an attitude or a relationship that helps out. And then there could be the feeling, well, Gail's just saying, just relax a little bit. Doesn't he realize how desperate it is and how serious it is? And I need to be tense. I need to be, we need to be running around in circles. I need to be kind of like, someone has to be. Someone has to be worried. And, how can Gail say so much? To be relaxed. That's unrealistic. Just relax. Relax around the edges. It maybe is really important, and it's really important to worry and really important to be uptight. If you're convinced that's the case, please do it. But still, can you relax around the edges? The chances are, yes, your relationship to the situation is that's desperate and you need to worry, but you have a relationship to that desperation. You have a relationship to that sense of need and want. There's layers and layers of kind of adding on. Can we relax? So, for example, yes, you need to worry. Yes, you need to kind of get all tense. But then you notice that you're thinking about what other people are thinking about you as the savior, as the person who's going to, needs to take care of the situation. That's extra. Maybe you can relax this kind of concern what other people think. Just take care of the situation. Just be tense in an ordinary way. And without adding on tension around what other people think, right? Or, this and that, and adding layers of things. I think that there's lots of room to relax and soften and around the edges of what's happening in that world of our relationship to it. And it's not unimportant to do that. It might be that we start at the edges where it's easy to see that it's extra. And then slowly, as we get a handle of that and work through that and no longer get caught by those things, slowly we begin working in closer and closer into the heart of it. It's kind of like, Michelangelo said that he sees the statue inside the marble already. He just kind of, it's already there. He just kind of reveals it. So we're just chipping away at the edges, like Michelangelo in his sculpture. Chipping away the places where we're tense, stressed, relaxed. And then this beautiful person you are inside finally has a chance to come out. So don't underestimate that, someone, you have to start somewhere. And if you're like solid, if you're frozen like marble or something, so caught up in things, be content with chipping away at the edges, the soft places, the easy places where you can just kind of relax and relax and relax. And at some point, you might notice that you take care of situations better when you're relaxed. And then this very insistent voice that some of us have, that I have to be tense, I have to be all uptight because this has to be, you have to worry because it has to be done or something, won't get the upper hand. You'll say, actually not true. I think I can take care of this responsibly, in a dedicated way, maybe even fast if it needs to be done fast. But I don't have to get kind of all riled up by it. So relaxing around the edges of things and working your way in. And be interested in that. Don't be blinded by the big thing in the middle. Soften your relationship, relax your relationship to it, find a way to work your way in. And if that's as far as you can go, then be relaxed around that. And if what I'm saying here is just absolutely unacceptable, relax around that. So always, you know, relax about it, whatever it is, wherever you can. And don't think that it's unimportant to do even small amounts. So thank you. So we